All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods, and like we promised, we have live music in the studio. Sophia Tolvik is here.
Hi.
Hi. They just rolled up in this old, what was it, 1989 camper van kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Little Chief. He's a Winnebago micro warrior.
That thing's pretty cool. But hey, welcome to the state.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you've been here before. I know you have a lot of dates in the area, but...
Yeah, I have. I played a show in, it's called Nashua? Nashua?
Oh, yeah.
On another tour last year, I think, yeah.
Right, yeah, I think we tried to connect for that one.
Yeah.
And it ended up not working out. It was a summertime thing, right?
I think, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, welcome. You got your guitar with you.
Yeah.
So maybe we could get you to play a song, and then I'll think of something to ask you.
Sure, okay. So I'll do a song from my latest album, and this song is called Bonfire. My heart is bursting at the seams. It's too crowded with you there. Please leave or I will burst into flames tonight. I will light up the town and the sky. Just cracked open like a bonfire, burning for you in the night. Like a bonfire, my heart is bursting at the seams. It's the fool to keep you there. And I have nowhere left to put that love anymore. Too close to the flames and the heat. Ashes made up of my chapped dried lips, burning for you in the night. Like a bonfire, like a bonfire. Ooh, ah, ah. Ooh, ah, 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 ah. Ooh. Crowded with you there. Please leave or I will burst into flames tonight. I will light up the town and the sky. Just cracked open like a bonfire, burning for you in the night. Like a bonfire, like a bonfire. Ooh, oh, oh. Ooh, ah, 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 ah. Ooh, ooh, ah, 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 ah.
Sophia Tolvik. Nice.
Thank you.
Now, some of the folks out there who probably haven't heard you before might be wondering where you're from.
Well, I'm from Sweden.
Where in Sweden are you from?
Well, I'm from an island outside Gothenburg. Gothenburg is the second largest city in Sweden, and I grew up on an island just north of Gothenburg.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Island life.
Yeah.
Palm trees.
Oh, I wish.
Warm breezes.
Not really. kind of more like pine trees and cliffs and stuff.
Sort of like the coast of Maine, perhaps.
Yeah, something like it.
Lots of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice. When did you leave Sweden to come here? You've been here a long time. You spend like your summers here?
Is that actually, I try to do about two tours per year here in the States. And I usually do one spring tour and then one fall tour. But my first really long tour here was in 2011 to 2013. I was on the road for almost a year and a half. And we traveled through 37 states on that tour.
And you're a world traveler, too. I saw that you sold out a bunch of shows in Germany and
Yeah, I actually live in Germany nowadays. So I tour a lot in Germany and the surrounding countries down there, so like Austria and Denmark and Netherlands and stuff like that, yeah.
So where in Germany are you living?
I live in Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice city.
I never made it there. I lived in Germany for
really
like 2.5 years back in the 80s.
Where at?
Bad Hersfeld.
Okay, and that's close to...
Back when there was still a border.
Yeah.
It was right on the East German border.
Oh, okay.
Between the two, yeah. Sort of north of Fulda.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I sort of know which area.
Hessen.
Mm, yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you want to play another one for us?
Sure. Let me see what I can play. Since we were talking about the little camper... maybe I'll play a song called Cars. One thing I have learned, despite what kind of engine, a car is still a car. One thing that burns, though trying to be a piano, I'm still a guitar. And so are you, so are you, my friend, traveling light through the countries, through the states of mind. Look ahead, leave the
Talvik for you here on Out of the Woods. Nice.
Thank you.
What do you call that one again?
It's called Cars.
Cars.
Yeah. It's actually from my, I think it's from my debut album. So it's a quite old song.
And so that'd be what, 2011 thereabouts?
Oh, no.
No, further back.
My first album I put out in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought, I watched some videos today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
You have a million videos out there on YouTube.
A million videos? yeah, well, you know, it's a good way to sort of get your music out there. And sometimes it's easier for people to sort of have some pictures to connect with the music as well. And to sort of draw people in a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about your first EP.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I put that out in 2005. It's called Blue Moon. And that was my first album. But I still play some of the songs and they still feel relevant and you know, nice today as well, even though it's been over 10 years. So
excellent.
Yeah.
You brought along your The Owls Are Not What They Seem there. That was your 2 CDs ago, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, yeah, it's my next to latest album. My latest album is called Big Sky Country, and The Owls Are Not What They Seem is the one that I put out before that. And do you know what the name is referring to?
No.
Do you know a TV show called Twin Peaks?
Oh yeah, I never really watched it closely.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's so they're coming back in May, and I'm a huge fan of Twin Peaks. So, The Owls Are Not What They Seem is a phrase from that TV show.
Well, folks, you have to see the cover of this CD. I just found out that she made that mask. That's she's wearing this crazy mask.
It's an owl mask.
Yeah, all made out of feathers.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here talking to her. And I see these feathers on her hat right now. Yeah. I'm wondering if you took apart the mask to make the...
No, the mask is still somewhere in a box at home. I don't know, in the basement probably. Yeah, I just made it for that cover, so...
You're an artist beyond music, because I was watching your videos and you have all kinds of strange kind of ideas in your videos. Well, and we're not just talking about live music videos like you see a lot of on YouTube. From concerts and things, mm-hmm. Full-blown productions.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't bring a band on the tour because it's too expensive. So when you're solo, you sort of have to make the most of it. You have to be as much as you can be, you know, sound as much as you can and do whatever to make it interesting.
Yeah, you have animated alligators, I saw. shadow puppets.
Yeah, not when I'm playing live, but there are some videos with that, yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Sophia Talvik's here with us on Out of the Woods. Maybe we could get you to play another one for us?
Sure. Do you mind if I play a cover song?
No, absolutely. That'd be great.
All right, because on my latest album, I actually covered a song by Buffy St. Marie, and I just think it's an amazing song. It's called Starwalker.
Starwalker, don't drink no wine. Hey, 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 h Nice. That was interesting trying to mic that.
Yeah,
it's definitely a louder.
It is quite loud. I was recording this song for the album, and I was recording all the vocals and the guitar in my apartment back in Berlin. And I was sitting in my bedroom, and I was like doing several overdubs of that little chant thing. And so basically I was just sitting in my bedroom a whole day just singing that heya heya part. And my neighbors probably thought I was crazy because they couldn't hear the music or anything. They could just hear me singing that chant over and over and over again for hours.
They probably think that you're worshipping the devil or something.
I don't think they would be surprised. We're probably the weird Swedish couple in our building, so yeah.
That's funny. So Buffy St. Marie, is she a bit of an influence on you?
Well, I wouldn't really say that because I just like quite recently started listening to her, but it was funny because there was a friend of mine in Sweden who said, oh, you know, have you heard Soldier Blue by Buffy St. Marie? You should really cover that song. And so I went online and found her on Spotify or something. And I listened, and I listened to a lot of her songs. And Starwalker was the one that sort of stood out to me and sort of connected with me. So, yeah, but I like her stuff. But I can't say I've been a longtime fan.
Well, I was listening to Big Sky Country.
Yeah.
And I thought there was a little bit of influence in there. Had you heard the Buffy St. Marie stuff before you wrote the songs on the CD?
Well, not all of them. Most of the songs I actually wrote when I was on that really long tour here in the States. So basically I would, you know, write them in the camper. I had a much bigger camper on that tour, a 29 feet long, so I could do some more writing on that tour, and most of the songs were actually written before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the new one is great. Definitely has more of an Americana sort of sound to it.
Yeah, I guess you sort of get influenced by, you know, your surroundings and what you hear, and I guess like the last couple of years I've been listening to more Americana type music, and so of course that you get influenced, I guess. Yeah,
so I saw in the video for Big Sky Country you have a map on the side of the van, and you were filling in all of the states you visited.
That was the big camper that we had, and we had this it was like a sticker map, and for every new state we came to, we got to put a new sticker on the map. So if you went to like all of them, we would fill up the entire map. And I would try to learn all the state slogans or mottos. So I would like, you know, do little videos and post on Facebook where I was like, oh, we're in New Hampshire, live free or die, you know.
Right.
So I actually know a lot of the different state slogans. You can try me.
So how many stickers did you get through on the van there?
37 on that tour, but I'm up to 45 now. Unfortunately, I don't have a map on my new RV.
She's more well-traveled than a lot of Americans, including myself. Sophia Tolvik's here with us on Out of the Woods. Maybe we could get you to play another song?
Sure. Why don't we do the Big Sky Country song? Just have to tune it a little bit first.
Sure. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire.
All right. So this is the title track, and it's called Big Sky Country. I've seen the Blue Ridge Mountains rise tall. I heard the San Francisco sea lions call. I left my heart in a dirty old bar in Laramie, Wyoming. I slept in my car, and there were days when I thought this is it. I couldn't go forward, yet I couldn't quit. I wrote the song with my love behind the wheel, but no matter
Sophia Talvik. Yeah. Buffy St. Marie would be proud. I think she'd like that song.
Yeah, I hope so.
Very nice. Yeah. So there's the story of the cross-country tour there.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is. Very yeah, nice. For sure. And I mean, I'm just going to put that there and grab some water. But, you know, I'm touring a lot, so that's sort of my job, to tour. And, I mean, so that song is sort of about, you know, seeing places and meeting people. And you know, everyone you meet sort of, they make an impression on you. So, you know, it's memories for life.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, well, I think we should take a quick break here and get in that station identification. We will be right back after this.